I love that I'm slowly becoming the peanut butter comic. I think there's a part of me that really loves that.
I'm all for it. TJ Miller, the peanut butter comic. I think it sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds great, right?
I think it works.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up? Hello, this is the Hits 96 podcast. Gino D here with you. And this week's episode features a very special guest. You may know him from numerous projects like Deadpool, How to Train Your Dragon, Silicon Valley, Gravity Falls, She's Out of Your League. I mean, the list goes on and on. Comedian TJ Miller. And he joined me earlier this week to tell us all about his new comedy album called Smooth Peanut Butter. He also has his own peanut butter and hot sauce line that we'll get into as well. And he's currently on tour. Very funny guy, super talented, and I cannot wait to play this interview for you. So that's going to be our episode for this week of Hey, What's Up, Hello, all brought to you by our friends over at Journey Hemp. Make sure you check them out online, journey-hemp.com. You can also shop with them on the North Shore and over in St. Elmo. In fact, we're going to get a small word from them. We'll hear all about what they have to offer, and then my interview with TJ Miller for this episode of Hey, What's Up, Hello. Have a good week. Journey on the River and Journey Hemp offers a wide range of high-quality, 50-state legal products. They have everything from tinctures and hemp flower to vaping products and edibles. Speaking of edibles, they have a delicious selection of gummies, brownies, infused slushies, and infused drinks. And if you're in need of smoking accessories, they've got you covered with a full line of options. But it's not just the products that make Journey Hemp special. Their staff is incredibly knowledgeable and friendly, ensuring that you have a great experience every time you visit. Plus, they're open 7 days a week, so you can stop by whenever it's convenient for you. They even have a loyalty program to reward you for your continued support, with two locations to better serve you, on the North Shore, next to the Walking Bridge, and in St. Elmo. So why wait? Your journey to wellness and relaxation starts there at Journey on the River and Journey Hemp in St. Elmo. Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. My name is Gino D, and today, joining me on the show, a man of many talents. You may know him from projects like Deadpool, perhaps Silicon Valley, and you maybe recognize his voice from How to Train Your Dragon and Gravity Falls, just to name a few. He's a comedian, actor, entrepreneur. His latest stand-up album, Smooth Peanut Butter, is available now. He's also underway with a nationwide tour. I'd like to welcome to the show, TJ Miller. TJ, how are we doing?
I like it, Chattanooga. I'm doing great because I'm such a Chattanooga fan.
Good. Have you been through the scenic city before, or do you say that to all of the cities?
No, absolutely not. I just got off the phone with Wilmington, North Carolina. So okay. It's Chattanooga all the way.
Excellent.
I think, you know, I'll tell you, I've played the Comedy Catch a couple few times. And the first time I went to Chattanooga, I loved it so much that I came back like, I don't know, a month or 2 months later to do one show on my birthday.
Oh, okay.
So I liked it so much that I was like, got to come back and hang out for a little bit longer. And I don't know, I think Chattanooga, for me, is sort of one of the great hidden gems in the United States. I think Pittsburgh is cooler than people give it credit. Mm-hmm. But I think that Chattanooga is really cool, and the secret's not quite out. It is. I mean, there's a lot of people that are moving there all the time, but it's just such a cool city with such hip spots, coffee culture.
Yeah.
I love the bars, the history. There's so much great history. And I always stay in that hilarious hotel where you can sleep in the train, the Choo Choo, Chattanooga Choo Choo. And that comedy club is just great. It's just such a good comedy club. So I'm a fan of Chattanooga.
Oh, that's great to hear.
I can't wait to go back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We love to hear that. Yes, I completely agree. I've only been here inside of 3 years myself, and I fell in love with this city instantly. And you're absolutely right. The culture in this city, and it's a walkable city, and there's so much to take in. So thank you for your kind words on that. That is excellent. And hopefully, when you jump on your next tour, you'll come back around and make Chattanooga a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to. I mean, I don't know. It is so fun there.
Well,
so you must love living there. I'm jealous.
Yes. Oh, I do. I fell in love, like I said, early on, as soon as I moved to this city, and to be able to be part of the culture now, to be on the radio and to talk about great guests like yourself. It's a win-win for everybody. So, yes, thank you so much for your kind words on our city. Let's talk about your comedy right now, though. You're working on a brand-new stand-up comedy album. It's just dropped. It's available now. People can check it out. It's called Smooth Peanut Butter. What should we know about this, TJ, before we listen?
Well, it's a good example of my stand-up because it's got some real sort of improvised moments, you know. And my favorite is the beginning of the album. I was about to go on stage, and this bouncer came up to me. This is all in Nashville, Tennessee, which is basically a bachelorette party with a city somewhere inside of it.
Right.
And I mean, it's too true. And so I kind of, you guys know that.
Yeah.
And so I sort of, you know, was ready to go on stage, and the bouncer comes up and he goes, "Hey, I just want to tell you there's a table that is really drunk, like very, very drunk." And I said, "Okay, where is it?" And he goes, "It's table 64. And I said, "I don't know the numbers of the tables." And then it was, "Ladies and gentlemen, TJ Miller." So I've been called on the stage. I said, "Where's the table?" He goes, "Well, it's right in front of the one behind it." I said, "That doesn't make any sense." So I go on stage, and it was so funny because pretty quickly I located the drunks. Some guy yells out some crazy thing, and I just improvise this thing that I just think is so funny. And that's an example of me live. I will go where the audience goes.
Fantastic.
Just ready to, you know, stop on a dime and switch directions. And then there's some material, you know, real material about the pandemic, some material about traveling the country, and then some pretty fun stuff, you know, with regards to stories from my life. So I got a story about, I used to have a Razor scooter in college.
Okay.
I've been loving talking about this on the radio. And there was, I thought it was cool. I was the only one that had one in college. I could get to, you know, class right away. And I could even do some tricks on it, to tell you the truth.
Okay,
you know?
All right, look at you.
Yeah, and so then one night I was at a party, and there was this really cute girl, and I walked up to her. And I said, "Hey, you look cool, and I want to introduce myself. I'm TJ." And she goes, "Oh, yeah, you're the Razor scooter guy." And that was the last time I ever rode a Razor scooter. So just little tidbits like that, funny moments. And it's just a great album. I can't believe I have a stand-up comedy album. And I have a bunch of specials on my YouTube.
Yep.
A few of them are improvised. But I just find that... I don't know. There's something about an audio album, and in part it's because I used to listen to them growing up, and I don't know. That's how I was exposed to comedy, with the listening over and over of Steve Martin and you know, Robert Schimmel, Bob Newhart, Richard Pryor, Carlin, Adam Sandler. You know, the list goes on, and it's just so fun to, you know, now finally have my own album that is named after peanut butter.
There you go. And that moves on to my next question now. Speaking of peanut butter, you have your own line of peanut butter that people should check out. They can find it on your website with all types of different varieties and flavors. What inspired you to venture into that world? And is there a connection to your comedy? I can only assume.
I think the biggest connection is just that I think it's really funny to even be a guy who has peanut butter. I also have a hot sauce. I have my own line of hot sauce.
Yeah.
All of this is available on Amazon.com, as well as my website. TJ Miller does not have a website.com. And I don't know. There's just, I have a great love for hot sauce. I ran into this guy. I was filming a Mucinex commercial. I used to be the Mucinex booger.
Mm-hmm.
And I would kind of go and record all over the country, depending on where I was. And so I was recording in the middle of Indiana in this guy's barn, and we finished the record, and I come out of the booth, and he says, "Man, that was really funny." I go, "Oh, thanks." And he goes, "No, like, those things aren't really funny, but you were really funny." I said, "Well, thank you." He said, "Want to see my pepper patch?" And I had never heard a man ask that before. But I'm open. I'm progressive. And so I went and saw his pepper patch, and he makes his own hot sauce. And about a year later, he said, "Would you want to collaborate on a hot sauce together?" And I said, "Absolutely." So I have my own line of hot sauce with chipotle, and then a habanero, a jalapeno that's called Extreme Gangster Heat. And then I do a effing intense ghost pepper type S. I can't say it on the radio.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
But that's my really hot ghost pepper one, but it's really flavorful. So it's not a gimmick like a lot of these hot sauces. And so that was kind of, you know, I said, well, the hot sauce was going so well. I love peanut butter. Let's reach out and try and do my own sort of line of peanut butter. So now I have three flavors, dark chocolate coconut. That's for the ladies. And then I've got cherry chocolate with real dry cherries, honey roasted peanuts, and milk chocolate. And then my favorite, I got to say, is Toffee Crispy with toffee, milk chocolate, and Rice Krispies.
Sounds delicious. It sounds like it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it's so delicious. I can't even tell you. So it's sort of funny to have peanut butter, but I also find it funny that it's such good peanut butter.
Yeah. You know? I mean, if you're going to do it right, as you have done, and give people a variety. It's the spice of life.
Yeah, exactly. And my hot sauce truly is the spice of life.
There you go.
So that's really, really fun. Yeah, and people love it. I mean, I stand by it.
That's fantastic. And we'll make sure to put a link up on our website, too, so people can find it nice and easy at hits96.com. Is that why you called your latest special or your latest comedy album Smooth Peanut Butter for the connection of that, or is that more of an afterthought, or how did that work?
It's from a line in the special where I say that I think people who only like smooth peanut butter are not prepared for the challenges they're going to face in their life. So it's kind of an inside joke with regards to that. But I mean, the fact that I'm a purveyor of fine peanut butters, it all came together as being really funny. I love that I'm slowly becoming the peanut butter comic. I think there's a part of me that really loves that.
I'm all for it. TJ Miller, the peanut butter comic. I think it sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds great, right?
I think it works. TJ, thank you so much for the time. This has been a lot of fun. Before you go, though, I do want to talk about the current tour that you're currently on as well. And in addition to the comedy album that you've dropped, of course, we're going to check out the hot sauce and peanut butter. But you're on the Crowdsourcer tour right now. How has that been? I know that's kind of off and on. You'll be in the South come fall. What's been going on when it comes to the tour? Any memorable moments that we should know about? Any memorable cities, maybe?
Well, it's really nice because it's really interesting because it's been sort of, this tour is a lot about not crowd work necessarily, but more about just sort of interacting with the audience and improvising along with the audience. And it just really, it's like go where the audience takes you, mm-hmm. you know? And so I'm sort of sourcing the comedy from the crowd. And that, you know, that's why the name of it's Crowdsourcer Tour. But I really, really love having shows that are just that night. It's just for that audience. They know it. And there's something about live comedy when it has that component that I just absolutely love. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely worth seeing me live. And you can see a lot of my improvisation again on my YouTube channel. So if you subscribe there, it's a lot of fun.
We absolutely will, and we'll post a link to that as well on our website so people can get all the details about everything we talked about this afternoon. And again, that's from the peanut butter, the Smooth Peanut Butter Comedy Album, the Hot Sauce, and of course, the Crowdsourcer Tour. TJ Miller, thank you so much for the time. It's greatly appreciated. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. This has been an absolute honor. And yes, make sure you put Chattanooga back on the tour list when you come back around, okay?
I love it, man. You're Chattanooga-ing it.
Have a good one, TJ. Thank you.
Years, and you're really radioing it up in Chattanooga. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That was so much
fun. Hopefully, if I do Chattanooga, and when I do Chattanooga, you'll let me back on.
Oh, absolutely. You have an open invitation. Whenever you're in town, you stop by, you give me a call, okay?
All right. Thanks, Gino.
All right, TJ. Have a good one. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
This has been Hey, What's Up? Hello, the Hits 96 podcast with DJ Kevin Hayes and Gino D. Make sure to follow us on all social media and to like and subscribe. Please note that the views, opinions, and content expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views, opinions, or policies of Bayhackle Communications.